as I say.
Herr Oberstein?
No, you are mistaken.
Herr Hugo Oberstein?
I say no. What is the meaning of this?
We'd like to examine your newspaper, sir.
It's not mine. I've only just picked it up.
Exactly, sir.
Why do you want to look at it?
To see if it contains anything of interest.
Just a second. This will really do, don't you find? And I suspect that this one will prove an exception. Hiya. Brother?
Brother? And now, mein Herr, if you'd care to come this way.
Do you mean to say it was true? I thought it was a bluff.
Oh, no, perfectly true. There really was a vital component missing from Oberstein's three sheets.
The double valves with the self-adjusting slots.
Good grief.
What about Oberstein's sheets, Mr. Holmes? Did you recover them?
Yes, indeed, Doctor. He'd brought them back to England with him. Far too risky to leave them in Paris, of course.
Of course. Highly untrustworthy, the French.
Really, Sherlock, this flippancy is dreadfully wearing.
Mycroft, you find everything dreadfully wearing.
Wasn't there a danger that Oberstein wouldn't believe the information about the missing drawing?
Certainly not.
After you, my dear.
Thank you, Mycroft. No danger in the least. Colonel Walters had proved reliable so far. Why should Oberstein doubt him? There was no reason for him to suspect that the letter was dictated by me.
Besides, Oberstein had everything to lose. He planned to auction his papers off to the highest bidder. If they were incomplete, they were totally worthless.
And now they're safely under lock and key.
As are Oberstein and the Colonel. The whole business is very neatly resolved.
Except for Sir James and poor Cadogan West.
Yes, indeed. Victims of honour and patriotism.
Well, I must be off.
Siam still giving you trouble, is it?
Is he always this irreverent, Dr. Watson?
Ah, it's as often as not.
I don't know how you've stood it all these years.
No, neither do I.
And now, Sherlock, before I go, this question of the honours...
I thought I'd made my position clear.
You really should have grown out of this stubbornness by now, you know. Oh, very well. But one final matter. This is for you.
Thank you. I see.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes.
There's something interesting, is it?
Although you wouldn't think it from my brother's ungrateful manner, Inspector, it's an invitation
from a client
who wishes to express her thanks in person, and whom I trust will not be refused.
You'll be lunching alone tomorrow, Watson. It seems I shall be spending the day at Windsor.
In The Bruce Partington Plans, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with John Hartley as Mycroft Holmes and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. Colonel Valentine Walter was played by Donald Douglas, Sir James Walter by John Moffat, Violet Westbury by Vivian Rochester, Arthur Cadogan West by Jamie Glover, Sidney Johnson by John Evitts, Mrs. Johnson by Pauline Yates, Hugo Oberstein by John Baddeley, Matcham by Tyrone Arkle, and the Prime Minister by Anthony Newlands. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Bruce Partington Plans was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by